Now this morning, just one brief thought. They led Jesus out to the place called the Skull. And there they crucified him between two thieves, one on his right and the other on his left. That's the way it's going to be at the Last Judgment. The judge at the center, and two divisions of mankind on either side, the saved and the lost, the sheep and the goats, the good thief and the bad. Which side are you going to be on? Which side? That depends entirely on how you respond to the Lord in faith. There were two thieves crucified that day, two thieves and two responses. The thief on the left asked to be taken down. The thief on the right asked to be taken up. A poor man asked a poor man for a kingdom, died like a thief, and stole paradise. Interesting word there, paradise. You know, the New Testament almost never uses the word paradise. They always use the word heaven. Jesus, when he teaches us the Our Father, uses the word heaven, but here he says, this day you will be with me in paradise. Why that word? You want to know why? It's because that was the same word that was used to describe the Garden of Eden back in the book of Genesis. Jesus has reversed the curse. Jesus has won back what was lost by sin. And the very first person to benefit from it was an unknown thief, a nameless sinner. Hey, you figure that the first person to benefit from Jesus' redemption might have been some great saint, right? The first soul purchased over the counter of Calvary by the red coin of redemption. But no, an unknown sinner. Why is that the case? That's because you're supposed to identify with those two thieves. And here's your little thought for the week. Both thieves were equally guilty. The good thief and the bad thief, they both suffered the exact same thing. But at the end of the day, one of them went to heaven. We don't know what happened to the other one, but last time we checked, things weren't looking too good. What's the difference between the two? What's the difference? The difference is how they responded to Christ in faith at the darkest hour of their lives. One of them turned to the Lord with his heart. The other clenched his fist and steeled his jaw and hardened his soul. That's the response that makes all the difference. Now, what is your response going to be? The thief we call good, on the worst day of his life, turned his heart to Christ. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He trusted. He believed. Let's you and I do the same. Amen.